You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends. whoever the person is. Okay? Anybody else?
Should I tie?
Should I tie? Ooh. Yes, ma'am. Should I address these thoughts and let them keep going? I'm glad you asked that question. That's what I'm teaching on today. Should I keep this job? I had it up to here. All right? What else? Y'all thinking some stuff now. Anything else? All right, well, let's read a couple of scriptures. All right, for all the guests that's here, we got a little should I decision sheet. So raise your hand if you don't have one. Dale, can you help pass these out? Y'all keep your hands up on this side. Should I? So wisdom is the principal thing. What did we say the difference between wisdom and knowledge is? Wisdom is the what? Let's say knowledge. Knowledge is what? Acquiring facts. Wisdom is how to use those facts. You seen people that's really smart, but they don't know what to do with how smart they are? That's a wisdom problem. It's not a knowledge problem. It's a wisdom problem. Okay? So let's read this together. And for the sake of those who say, Pastor, you use the same scripture over and over again? Yes, I do. Okay? All right? Because I'm going to do a quiz one Sunday. I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to show you the scripture and not give you the verse. And I'm going to ask you whether you can, because this has been the eighth week, Nelson. This has been the eighth week on this one. So what I did for y'all's pleasure is I changed the translation. Okay? All right? I ain't making them. I'm trying to work with them. I'm trying to work with them. All right. Let's read together. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. So what is that saying, guys? What does wisdom do? What's the components of wisdom? It'll do what for you? Raise your hand. Got a hand here? It'll do what? It'll protect you. Okay. So when you ask no should I's, wisdom will say no, you shouldn't. Okay? Or if it's talking about tithing, wisdom will say yes, you should. You got a need coming up. All right? Let's keep going. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. How many of y'all got paid over $100 for a book of wisdom? I mean, like to take a course. Okay? Take classes. Is that expensive? Yeah, because do you just see the amount or do you see where wisdom is going to take you in that? Where it's going to take you? You know, some people won't spend any money on wisdom. This is going to sound sacrilegious. Y'all just pray for y'all. Yeah, the word says that the world is wiser than Christians in some components. So the world recognized that if I want to get ahead, I might need more knowledge. And then applied wisdom to the knowledge that they received. But sometimes in the body of Christ, they say, because I'm in Christ, I don't have to get knowledge, worldly knowledge. Now, God can show you anything, but if you're studying to be an electrician, it's okay to have the Bible, but you might need some courses on electrical. Amen? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Then God will anoint that ability that once you study that book sense, he will anoint that and cause it to grow and flourish. And you will know more about electricity than anybody else. But turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, y'all got a neighbor? You got to give God something to work with. Hey, I'll be with you. We got to give something to work with, don't we? All right? All right, let's keep going. Cherish her. We're talking about wisdom. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. So we're going to talk about decision steps. Should I? So this is the handout you guys got. So there's decisions that have to be made. Now let me let you guys know that there's an anointing for this decision that you have been putting off for years while I'm teaching on it, because God told me, teach on wisdom, teach about decision making, because some folk in here need to make some decisions. How many of y'all need to make a decision? Well, turn around and look and see whether this is the right message. Okay? All right? Now, while you're making that decision, I want you to listen to the one the Holy Spirit tells you you need to make instead of the one you want to make. Because how many of y'all know you're going to take the easy one? Follow me? So for my guests here the first time, I'm going to pray, well, for the people who have missed this part of the teaching. Now, the rest of you guys, y'all stay where you are because he already told you what he wanted you to work on.
Okay? So for everybody else that's here for the first time or have missed this session, I want to pray for you, and then God is going to show you what decision you need to make. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth? Kim, just stop it. Just stop it right there. Okay. All right, you ready? All right. So for those who did not or have not gotten one of the decision-making process, everybody got the sheet? Okay, so those who have not heard this message, repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, and close your eyes, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to make a decision. I've been putting off this decision for fear, but I don't want to walk in fear anymore. And the pastor says there is an anointing in making this decision, that you will help me, that you will empower me, and you'll give me the resources. So show me the decision that you want me to make. And then just lift up your hand once he shows you, and then you'll just write it down. I see you. You can put your hand down. I see you. I see you. I see you. It's going to either be a still small voice that'll sound like your voice, but it'll be his voice overlaid. I see you. I see you. I see you. And we're going to give you a moment to write down that decision that in that first place, decision that needs to be made. So go ahead and write it down. Because we're going to build from that. Anybody want to share the decision that they have to make? Anybody? Want to keep it to yourself? Is that what's going on? Okay, I deal. Got a mic here. Need a mic here. So, Dale, you started this side off last week. Okay. I don't know what was going on.
Okay.
All right? Dale to the rescue.
All right. I'm just trying to make a decision how and when to retire.
Okay, how and when to retire. Amen. Anybody else God spoke to about a decision? Yes, sir.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm from Richmond, but I live in Texas.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
And I retired from the military.
Okay.
And the Lord has blessed me with a master's degree in human services with criminal justice. And I think he's directing me to wait because I'm planning on going back to Texas within a month or so. But the reason I'm here in Virginia is I had my graduation back on the 13th of May at Liberty University.
Okay.
And my mother's birthday is coming up. She'd be 80 years old.
Praise God.
In June the 24th, and we're going to celebrate that. So, I mean, I heard the still voice of all the distractions. I heard a voice, and it told me to wait.
Okay, all right. So you need to focus on waiting, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? Got one in the back? So I want you to put that down. And if you need a pad and pencil, just raise your hand. We got pads for you. If you want to take notes, because what percentage do you forget by tomorrow? 90%. See, we already did research. We know how you guys think. All right? So if you need a pad, just lift up your hand, something to write on. Okay? All right? Okay. All right. So the second part was action required. So based off the decision, go ahead, sir.
This is something that has been on my heart for a while, but I got to give up certain friends. I know you probably don't heard it before.
Okay. Have we heard it before? 18? Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I have all intentions of doing that, but
okay.
For some reason they keep coming back to me, okay. So I don't come to them. You know?
You got rid of them, but they just keep coming back to you.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So he's going to give you something for that. So the action that is required, based off the decision that you have to make, the biblical principle used. So I'm giving you some questions to ask, okay? And then the action you need to take. Because how many of you guys know you can get the word and still not use it? But James talks about us. What James say? Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything on the Lord. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So Tyrone can know that he needs to leave the guys alone, not answer the door, use the... Anyway, let me keep going. He knows all those things, but will he take the action? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop talking about Tyrone. Will you do what you got to do? Look, some of y'all won't even turn to your neighbor. What's wrong? Y'all, can't even follow instructions. I just say, turn to your neighbor. Action required. Turn to your neighbor. All right, but let's just keep on going. All right, decision steps. All right, so these are some that we already went over. We said, is there a biblical principle here? So is there a biblical principle to sleep with somebody that's not your husband? Huh? Okay, it is? Okay, all right. Do you have all the facts? Like the young man just said about going back to Texas. Does he have all the facts? So we've been talking about those two. Then the third one is, does this bring me closer to God? So what I'm about to do, does that bring me closer to God? Y'all got it? So those three. That's all we've been talking about. But I've been giving you just questions to ask along the way. So before I get to meddling, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4 in the Amplified. Let's read this one together. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instructions that challenge them with God's truth. So if I want to do something, well, I want to hear what the Word of God says against that. Huh? Okay. But wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves. How many teachers? Many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold. So whatever I want, even in church, whatever I want from a church, that's the church I'm going to get what I want. So if I don't believe in healing, what church I'm going to go to? Don't name no denominations. All right, let me just straighten that out right away. All right, because I saw y'all. Y'all give it names and denominations. I know this side was ready. Okay, all right. So if I don't believe in healing, then what kind of church am I going to? The one that doesn't believe in healing. If I don't believe in tongues, what church am I going to? Church don't speak in tongues. If I don't believe in the Bible, what kind of church am I going to? One that don't believe in the Bible. Satanists, do they believe in the Bible? Okay. All right. So I got to find somebody or some people that will agree with what I'm thinking and believe. Because when you go to Lady C or I, we've been accused of being harsh. But you asked us our opinion. Okay? When you asked us our opinion, what do you think you're going to get? But our opinion is going to come from the principles of the Word of God. And the principles might not line up with your tickling ears. Okay? So kind of, how often we get people mad at us? Give it a mic.
Well, it rotates. Like, one week it might be me, and the next week it
okay.
might be you.
Okay, and sometimes it's
and
both
then sometimes
of us.
It's both of us.
Yeah. I'm serious. Y'all know. But let me keep on going. And we'll turn their ears away from the truth. So then they get mad at us. And Bonetta, they don't show up at church no more. Yeah, they don't show up at church for a couple weeks. They don't know we're still praying for them, though. But anyway, let me keep on going. Y'all don't want to hear about our story, do you? Okay, who said uh-uh? Who said that? And we'll wander off into myths and man-made frictions, and we'll accept the unacceptable. So you won't accept the truth, but you accept the lie. But anyway, let me keep on going. Visitor, I'm not trying to scare y'all off. I'm just trying to let you know what happens here. So, questions to ask. Okay. Have I criticized or devalued others I respect to accomplish this? Now, let me give you a topic that the Holy Spirit said. So, Michelle, I apologize in advance. That's why I sent it to you late yesterday. Was the Holy Spirit said he wants me to talk about victim mentality. Anybody know what victim mentality is? What is it? It's a quiz. I got one, two. Person here, person here. Victim mentality, what is it?
When a person lives the title that they have, so if they were raised sickly, then they're always sickly, okay, to get attention.
Okay. All right.
So they're the victim, or poor me, look at poor me, okay, and they always want that affirmation. Oh, it's okay, it's okay.
Okay.
So they play that role.
So Jesus coming. I'm acting like Jesus just for a minute. Don't y'all leave here saying he thought it was Jesus. So Jesus coming down here, and he's about to lay hands on you, you can get healed. So what does victim mentality say about that? You can't get healed.
I can't get healed, okay, because I'm too much I'm too used to being playing that victim.
Okay, all right. What did the man at the pool of Siloam say? Huh? He was waiting on somebody to heal? He needed somebody to help him? Jesus manifested in the flesh all the healing anointing you could ever have? And do we do that sometimes? Do we tell God the problem instead of recognize he is the solution? Somebody else had their hand up. Yes, sir.
It's always somebody else's fault.
Ooh.
So you don't take responsibility for your decisions.
Okay.
Your acts.
All right. It's always somebody else's fault.
I don't deserve to be healed.
Ooh. Why not?
Because I've always been sick.
Okay.
And this is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay. Right.
So even though Jesus is here, I don't deserve that.
All right. Jesus, I don't deserve that. All right, so have I criticized or devalued others I respect? Now, we're talking about pity party. So let's give it a title, pity party. Anybody know what a pity party is? Raise your hand if you ever had one of them. Okay, we're going to talk about it? Okay, pity party. Okay, all right. So when someone comes to help you based off the pity party, do you devalue them? Do you talk against them? Who do you think you are? You've never been through what I've been through. Maybe so. But I know what's going to happen if you stay where you are. Okay, anyway. All right. Okay. Amen. Is this my flesh or my spirit? Do you think Jesus put a pity party in your spirit? So where is this coming from? Anybody want to give me an example of a pity party? She wants to, and then she doesn't. She wants to, and may I not. Anybody want to do a pity party? All right, I got two. She okay. Thank you. No, go ahead. Okay.
I can't never get my money up. What's up? I mean, why is it always me?
Okay.
Don't nobody ever look at me for a raise or. I always got to pay this bill, and nobody is ever trying to help me. Yeah.
Okay. you was into it, sir. She was into it. She was in it. She had that thing, Andre. She was going with it. All right, Hazel?
Well, I lost my job.
Okay.
And I lost my job because they didn't like me. They didn't respect me. They didn't value me.
Okay. All right.
I didn't do anything.
Okay. All right. So I'm just asking, is pity party in my flesh or my spirit? Okay, all right. And what is your spirit telling you why you're going through the pity party in your flesh? What y'all laughing about? Chad, what you laughing about? Shut up, okay. So your spirit is telling your flesh, shut up.
Your spirit is saying, you need to get yourself together.
You need to get yourself together. Okay, what else is your spirit telling your flesh in the pity party?
So I had a conversation with someone a few weeks ago, and I had approached them as humbly as I can, as truthful as I can.
Okay.
But things I said in that conversation were dragging other people into it to validate and affirm what I wanted that person to know how I felt.
Okay.
That person's reaction stunned me. So when I went home, I was like, Holy Spirit, you know, what was wrong? I prayed, not really sincerely. And I'm being honest. And before I approached the person and, you know, I was humble, something I'm normally not, and you know, I didn't get loud or whatever, and I was like, I don't want to point the finger at that person, which my flesh was doing.
Okay.
And then the next morning on my drive to work, something said, pray for that person. Okay. So by the time I got to work, my makeup was running out because I was praying for that person, okay. trying to get that, you know, feeling off me of why that person reacted that way. Okay. And then God showed me when I parked at my job that you tried to justify why you wanted this to happen by doing what you did and what you said, no matter how you approach the situation. So that's where my flesh came in, and that's where the spirit was telling me to shut up.
Okay.
And I was trying to justify my right in it because I didn't approach them in a way I normally would not have before.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Uh-huh. Makes total sense. Y'all ever been angry with God before? Because he told you something? And he was talking to you, spirit, and your flesh spoke up? Who else said that? Yes, ma'am.
She said, shut up. The word that came to mind was silence.
Silence.
To the spirit saying to the flesh. Okay. And then the spirit man will be saying, you know, well, you know, God is bigger than your problem.
Oh. Okay.
You know.
Okay. All right. Got one here?
And the spirit says you are transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Okay.
And not what happened in your childhood.
Okay.
Because you are a new creature.
Okay. All right.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen. All right. So then, can we read this one together? What fruit will I have in a month, in 1 year, in 5 years? Okay, let's think about pity party. So what fruit would I have with a pity party in 1 month? Huh? Don't raise your hand. Talk to your pastor. I see two.
A world of hurt.
A world of hurt. What will hurt me?
Whatever you were confessing during that pity party.
Okay, all right. Okay. So I have what to say.
Mine is very similar. I'm going to say it depends on which one you're feeding.
Okay, all right. So whichever one you're feeding.
Are you feeding your flesh, or are you feeding, are you getting to the word?
Okay.
So you'll have that for that time, or are you feeding your flesh continually?
Okay, all right. You got one over here? Yes, ma'am.
I think you'll continue to go through a cycle.
Okay.
Because you're not learning from that past mistake.
Okay.
And every time you think that you have learned where you really didn't confront the real issues.
Okay.
When God has no hand in it, you're going in your pity party. Like if you continue to give the pity, whatever you're feeding, like
Reverend.
Yeah, like she said, whatever you're feeding. But even though you think, like, for a moment, breakthrough, oh, I got a job or whatever, and then it comes back. But guess what? You're going to go through that same cycle because you didn't put God in it.
Okay. All right. So remember now, sin is never satisfied. That's what the scripture says. Where is that? In Proverbs? Somewhere? It says sin is never satisfied. So when I choose pity party is not satisfied with the two people I'm accusing or I'm devaluing. It has to go get some more folk. Because it's not satisfied. So it has to make your case even worse than what you said your case is.
The fruit you could receive is depression.
Okay. You can receive depression. Okay. All right. So just want to let you know that after a month, then what normally happens is it's going to go vascular first. So it's going to go in your bloodstream. So I'm not saying all high blood pressure is connected to pity parties or stress. But a lot of it is. So it's going to go vascular first. I'm sorry, it's going to go muscular first. You're going to start getting headaches. Let me rephrase that. You're going to go headaches first and body aches, back shoulder aches, neck aches, things like that. So pity party left unattended to is going to go muscular first. Okay? Then it's going to go vascular. So it's going to go inside your bloodstream. After bloodstream, it's going to decide to go stomach area. So it's going to start affecting your stomach, your bowels, the way you eat, the things of that nature. So when you come to me for counseling, I'm going to look at what stage on the counseling form it says, are you having any side effects? And so once you start to tell me what the side effects, I can tell you how long you've been thinking those thoughts. You follow me? Because write this down. This is for the new folk. There's no such thing as an unexpressed emotion. It goes somewhere, and it does something, and you can put in parentheses, to you. There's no such thing as an unexpressed emotion. It goes somewhere, and it does something. So what fruit will I have in a month? Now, let's add that and say, so what's going to happen to me emotionally and mentally in a year? what's going to happen to me in 5 years? If I'm just holding on to that self-pity or whatever that challenge is. Yes, sir.
Could that fruit start off good and come rotten within the years?
I don't know how it would start out good. If you're thinking the wrong types of thoughts, my thoughts have to manifest something in me. If I'm thinking a negative thought, that negative thought will grow into something on the inside of me. If you have good thoughts, thoughts that line up with God's word, then that will also have fruit. Yes, sir. You got a question coming your way. Hold on 1 second. He said, I don't like that mic thing, man. I got a word.
That fruit or that thought,
okay, mm-hmm,
it can pass or it can linger.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if it's passing, you shouldn't claim it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we claim it, mm-hmm, unfortunately.
Yes.
Thus, it manifests itself in us.
It'll take a little longer.
Right.
Yeah. But most people talk about, achoo, I'm catching a cold.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so I just claimed that.
Well,
go ahead.
Like bitterness,
mm-hmm,
envy.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be in me, but I see it. We watch television. We see other activities going on in our lives, and we pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
If we pick it up and it lingers in us, then it stays within us.
Yes.
But then we can, I don't have to accept this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't have to accept this, meaning, mm-hmm, that this is not part of God's nature in Galatians,
mm-hmm,
the 5th chapter.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So we're on the same page. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose. I don't care where you get the image from. You can choose whether you want to hold on to it or whether you want to release it. But a lot of people, well, some people, some special people, they want to hold on to that thing. If it lines up with what I want to feel, marathon on that show. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That what they call a marathon, right? Binge watching. See, some of y'all already know what I'm talking about. I threw the word out there, Will, and they changed it. Okay? All right, let me keep going. So what will the fruit would I have? In 1 month, in 1 year, in 5 years. Let me tell y'all something about y'all, pastor. When y'all talking to me about an issue you having, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, if this is not corrected, I can see where they'll be in 1 year. I'll see where they'll be in 5 years. Because the shepherd knows what the sheep is thinking. Because that's the anointing God gave on this ministry, this pastor. So just know that if the pastor shows a concern about a certain area, it's because he knows what's going to happen in 1 month. He knows what's going to happen in 1 year. He knows what's going to happen in 5 years. And turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes it's not pretty. What red flags am I overlooking? Oh, she said lots of them. So remember we talked about last week, in order to sin, I have to lie to myself. So what red flags are you overlooking? The very fact that at one time in number 6, you valued their opinion, but now you are devaluing them and talking against them. That's a red flag right there. You always went to Billy Bob and Sally to get it straight, to get the right information. I know they won't lie to me. So what red flags am I overlooking? Anybody ever overlook red flags? Raise your hand, you overlook red flags, okay? All right. Yes, ma'am.
Not married. I shouldn't be having sex,
okay,
because I am single and I am not married.
Okay, so that's a red flag? Okay, red flag. Anybody else want to show their red flag? Y'all want to keep that flag that? Go ahead, I'm listening. Really, I am.
When it's time for me to have my A1C checked.
Okay, all right.
Which is a diabetic check for like 3 months, uh-huh, of your scores.
Okay.
About on month number 3.
Okay.
Then I start eating well.
Okay, all right.
So I know what I'm doing.
Okay,
red flag. I'm lying to myself.
Okay.
Because the numbers always tell the truth.
Okay, appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
We got one. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, the red flag could be that he hit me once, he'll never hit me again.
Ooh, no, she did. That's next week. I'm teaching on that next week. Yes, sir. How many people, y'all know people get abused in church?
Yeah. I had a red flag in an interview.
interview, during an interview, the man asked me if I was married or if I had kids.
Oh.
Okay, and which is totally beautiful. Illegal. I ended up accepting the position. That was when I asked for the job.
Okay.
He asked me, do you have kids or are you married? So I accepted the, well, they offered me the position, but then I had another interview either that day or the next day. So I got two more offers. So I wrote them and I told them that I didn't accept it, and I told the HR person what he did.
Okay.
So that was a red flag. That's okay. How the company was going to be.
Okay. All right. Good point. Yes, ma'am.
When you're dealing with a man and, you know, he's telling you, I'm not married, I don't have a girlfriend, you know, you're the only one. But yet and still throughout the relationship, you start seeing some inconsistencies.
Okay.
And then you find out later when the wife calls you,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my husband.
Okay, all right. Red flag, right? Yeah. Okay, all right. Nicole, you didn't say that out loud. Nicole said that's a red sheet. Okay. Not just a flag, it's a sheet. I got one right here. Hold on, Mike, coming your way.
Also, the red flag, we see the red flags,
okay.
But we choose to ignore it.
Oh, yeah.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Yeah. So when the situation comes up, you got four things you can choose from. Y'all ready? All right, so in real time. Remember last week we went to real time? All right, so I'm going to give you a real situation. Decision that needs to be made. Y'all ready? Y'all going to read this one? Stop blaming others for my life and or circumstances. Pity party. So that's the decision that needs to be made. Is it always going to be somebody else? What part am I playing in this? Okay? So that's the decision that needs to be made. So the action required to decide, now this one's deep. Decide when or if I want to be free. One way you can tell whether a person wants to be free or not is as you're giving them suggestions, they say and but. Your pastor will stop talking. Okay? Because you already told me what you felt and why the suggestion wouldn't work. So then you got to go to the tickling ears thing. You know what? You got to devalue me. You know, he think he know everything. He think he's something. Ever since he had this church. Shoot. I'm gonna end shortly. He just think. So then you go ask somebody else, and then they agree with what the pastor said. Then what happened? Then you gotta talk about Curly. Then you don't agree with what Curly said. Then you gotta talk to Madeline. Then you said, just forget about this church. I'll go ask Billy Bob. I just saw at a food line. I saw Billy Bob at food line. Hey, what do you think? You know, we belong to that church right up the street. And do you know what the nerve of that pastor and that first lady and that other person told me? I'm just saying. So you have to decide. That's the action required is when or if I want to get healed. Fair enough? Then the principle used. So then we go back to the 6, 7, 8, and 9, right? So have I criticized or devalued others I respect to accomplish this? So that's a question you need to ask when you're dealing with a pity party. Okay? First, you got to decide if and when I want to be free. So if you say the answer is no, then you don't even have to go through these. No, I don't want to be free. You don't have to go through these. You can just stop it right there. Fair enough? Is this my flesh and my spirit? We already acknowledged that pity parties in our flesh is never in our spirit. What fruit would I have in a month, a year, or 5 years? So just ask yourself. Now, you don't have to go through all of these five questions or four questions. You can just ask one. Is this my flesh or my spirit? What red flags am I overlooking? Those are the things that we just went over. But I'm putting this in the sheet that I gave you. So that way, whatever decision you need to make, then you can line it up with these. Amen? Everybody follow me? Okay. So now let me go deeper. Do you need more time? Okay. All right. What fruit will I have in a month, a year, or 5 years? What red flag am I overlooking? Or as Nicole said, red sheep. She got a question. Nicole has a question. Might come in your way.
we might be going there, so just let me know if I'm...
Okay.
Number six. So okay. One of my challenges is identifying, yes, I have criticized and devalued someone.
Okay.
And I say the forgiveness prayer more so because I feel like I'm supposed to.
Okay, okay.
What do I do with that?
Okay. So do you want to forgive them or you do or you don't?
This is honest. I want the fruit of forgiveness.
Okay.
But somehow I want to hold on to a piece of it.
Okay, okay. I appreciate your honesty. So what happens, Nicole, is anytime we pray, something is going to happen. So the very fact that you're doing it out of obedience, then something is happening. But it's going to take longer because I still want to hold on to it. Yeah, but I appreciate your honesty. Y'all understand? So when I have a heart towards forgiveness, at least I'm obeying the fact that I need to forgive. I might not be all the way ready, but at least I'm doing something towards forgiveness. So God will work with that. As opposed to some folk that won't even, I'm looking at the clock, some folk won't even do that. I'm mad, and I'm going to stay mad, and I like being mad, and I didn't do anything wrong. So write this down. Y'all going to get really angry about this one. So, Nicole, I'm telling them in advance. There's only two times that you should do the forgiveness prayer, when you're right and when you're wrong. Okay? All right? Okay, I'm going to stand closer to security. There's only two times. Because, see, you keep thinking forgiveness is for them, but forgiveness is for me. That's who forgiveness is for. It's for me. Do you know the strongest opposition towards me is when I encounter somebody that I got to lay hands on for their health? I mean, you know, you're talking about AIDS. You're talking about cancer. I'm talking about big stuff. And so I and my wife, we make a decision. We got to walk in freedom because other people are depending on our prayers. Not only other people, but we depending on our prayers. You follow me? So if I got stuff on me, let me get about three people. And just come on up. I got the big masculine me. All right, just grab on to me. I mean, grab me. Okay, so I got unforgiveness towards him. I'm just upset with this guy. I'm mad at him. He had no right to do what he did. And this one here owes me money. I mean, you know how money can do people? Yeah, you owe. I'm talking about money. He borrowed $1,000. Okay? Okay? All right? And promised he was going to pay me next week. And this one lied and said he was going to do this, and he didn't do it. Now, Reverend Anderson got an issue. Now, I need to get over there, too. I need to lay hands on her. But I'm thinking about what he did. I'm thinking about what he owed, and I'm thinking about how he lied. Now, Jesus is not in the picture because my flesh is all up in this. But I see her need, but I can't get to her. But, Father, I choose to forgive Ed. I know that I'm angry, I'm disappointed. Ed should have known better, but he didn't. He did it anyway. But, Father, I choose to forgive Ed, and I forfeit my right to seek revenge or to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. Can I move a little closer to her now? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that brother owed me some money. I want to bring the wrath of God upon him, but I'm going to forgive him, Father, because you gave me the red flags, and you told me that I lent him a nickel before, and he never paid me back. So you told me not to lend money to him because he's going to do it the wrong way. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I forfeit my right to seek revenge, and I speak blessings to him right now in Jesus' name. In the same way you released me from my debt, it's the same way I'm releasing him from his. So, Father, I just thank you in advance that I got one hindrance that's holding me back. Because I can't pray with confidence knowing that I have the anger and resentment towards my brother. And the reason why I got to resentment was because I didn't forgive him in the first place. And then I meditated on it and I thought about it night and day. And I decided that I pulled up everything that he ever did in my life. And therefore, Father, I need your grace to help me to forgive him. Because if I don't have your grace, I won't be able to do it. But if I don't receive your grace, I won't have the anointing that's necessary to see my sister get her healing. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I forfeit my right and I forgive my brother of any debt that he has towards me. And I thank you in advance that you showed me this, that thing is getting in my way. So I release him right now in Jesus' name to be everything that you called him to be. And now, in the name of Jesus, I lay hands on her. Amen. Thank you. Amen. You got it? So I ask you, who is forgiveness really for? Yeah. See, every gift and talent that God gives you is not for you. It's for others. But we choose to make it about us instead of it being about them. Amen? Question? Y'all got a strong grip too, brother. I'm glad I forgave y'all.
Okay. I understand the forgiveness is for them. But
it's for me.
I mean, for me.
My gifts are for them.
For me. So when you ask for forgiveness, how is it not giving them power over you? When you're asking, you know, will you forgive me for whatever?
My power didn't stop them from doing what they did. So see, my anointing is God upon my flesh, doing only that which God can do. See, God said that he refused to allow anybody to be number one other than him. So the more I think about Ed, the more Ed has replaced God. The more I think about Andre, the more he has replaced God. Who else was the other person holding? Core. Yeah. The more I think about Top Gun, the more you are replacing God. He says he'll have no other God before me. So the more I think about you, you, and you, then where is God in this situation? He's not front. He's not center. He's somewhere else. But he didn't move, I moved. So see, what are you thinking about at night when you go to sleep? What are you thinking about while you eat? What are you thinking about in daytime hours where you're supposed to be having fun or doing what you do? What are you thinking about? I'm thinking about those three guys. So how much rest and peace is in that? Amen? Got it? All right? And I got to close. We'll pick up next week. Amen?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, visit Pastor Paul for Sunday services at 11 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries, located at 5511 West Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23230. The telephone number is 866-333-9505. Or visit the website, www.paulmorgan.org.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry, we are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christian Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. You
We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio, a platform for Christians to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, missions, and other topics related to Christian living and services to the community. The views, opinions, and positions expressed by host and or guest speakers on any given broadcast does not necessarily reflect or represent the views, opinion, and or official position of When Christians Speak Talk Radio.